Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. And I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man.
And
here we
today,
are.
we come to you from where in the world are we?
So, we're somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico on the never-ending story themed cruise. We're having a great time. We're getting our tan on. It's just time to relax a little bit. The son of the original Artex is on board with us right now. I just got his, I mean, it is an autograph, but you can't really read it because he's a horse. But
he's a horse.
The whole ship comes equipped with like the original Tar Pit of Despair, giant tortoises that sneeze on you, flying dragon dogs that are all kind of like close talkers and their breath stinks real bad. And
they had one circling the ship earlier as we were sort of pulling out. I actually didn't know that this is what we were doing today, but Bugman said, just close your eyes. You're going to love this. Yep. You know, all he would tell me was we're going out to sea.
Yep.
And, you know, I didn't know if this was a Fredo situation or if this was we're going to go on vacation type of deal. Turns out to be vacation, and I'm pleasantly surprised to be out here with Artax Jr. and
Artax Jr.
all these other characters and wonderful locations from the Never Ending Story. Quite a movie.
Quite a movie.
Now, as we go back in time and we look at the different fandoms that have sprung up, I mean, Never Ending Story, I would say, is kind of like a cult classic.
Sure.
You know, everybody watched it, I suppose, but then there's those who just absolutely love this movie. My brother even referred to this movie quite often when we were kids.
Yeah.
And it was long before I had seen it. He would just make references to it. And it made me think, you know, it's okay to be a fan.
Sure.
It's all right to look into a world and pick something out and make it your own and say, you know what, I identify with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at some point, my dear Bugman, the world has lost its way because anymore, being a fan and being, let's say, a super fan of something has now become an awful thing. You're not supposed to do it.
Right.
You're supposed to shun those who do it and walk away from them in the opposite direction. Never-ending story or what have you, whatever the fandom is, you're not supposed to go in all the way. You're supposed to, you know, take a step back and be a normal person.
Yeah.
But that leads me to my question.
Mm-hmm. What you
are
got?
Are we about to get rid of weeaboos?
Oh, weeaboos.
Yes.
Weeaboos.
Weeaboos.
Huh.
Weeaboos.
So, what are they exactly?
Well, okay. I'm glad that you asked.
Yeah.
All right. So I did some Googling.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
To formally get a definition for this term.
Yeah.
And I'll boil it down for you. The idea of a weeaboo is somebody who is just passionately engaged with Japanese culture or anime and you know, the manga books that they read backwards and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're just super into that. And I really think there's this backlash about being a weeaboo or just weebing in general.
Yeah.
And I'm really taken aback by it because I'm thinking, why are they seeing attacks on all fronts? Just this one culture, you know? They just want to weeb.
They just want to weeb.
So just let them weeb.
We ought to. Maybe it's like a, like, you know, we're always afraid of what we don't understand. Their level of weebing is just beyond our understanding.
Right. Yes. And I think that there's something that we can learn from the weebadoos instead of trying to exterminate them. There's you know, they are not, as you would say in your profession, an insect to be squashed.
Right. Yeah.
This is a beautiful flower that we should let blossom.
Mm, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys do gardening too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
This is the gardening section. That's all this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, we're all weebs about something. Like, yes. we're weebing about this, that, or the other. We have our own little things that we're all about. And instead of getting rid of the weeaboo, I think we should expand. I think we should franchise. I think weeaboo should just be a term for somebody who is super into literally anything, and that these people should come out of hiding.
Yeah.
Because you can be a weebaroo about anything you want, really.
About any, yeah. See, that's what, the more you talk about it, it's like the only difference is I may call it something different, when
yep.
really I'm a weeaboo myself.
Right.
So it's just, you know, the pot calling the kettle black or whatever the
yeah.
saying is. We're all
yes.
in this together.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, open the floodgates. Let's weebulate all over the place. Just,
yes.
you know, let there be weebulation in the streets. And
yes, yeah.
Weebify everything, the street lights all the way down to the road signs and everything else. Let there be weeb.
Let there be weeb. It's
I'm
okay
thinking,
to like things.
Right, exactly. Like, let's say you're a farmer, okay?
Sure.
You're a farmer, you've got crops, and you are a weebus just about your agriculture.
Yeah.
All right? You're all over it. You've got, you know, you've got your combine this, and you've got your barn that. But then, most of all, you have your waifu, which is your asparagus crop.
Uh-huh.
And you are absolutely all into it. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You've got your body pillow asparagus. And it is the one thing that you're committed to. You're going to grow that crop. You're going to care for that crop. You're going to make your whole life centered around, you know, being an asparagus growing family. You're
right.
really just a big old weeb for
yes.
asparagus.
For asparagus.
Like
so
a weeaboo farmer for asparagus.
So if I meet this farmer out in the field doing
mm-hmm.
his asparagus harvesting, and
mm-hmm.
I say, are you a weeaboo? Of
right.
course, the answer is yes, absolutely,
yeah, right.
I'm a weeaboo.
Exactly. I would venture to say every farmer is already a weeaboo.
Yes.
They just
yeah.
don't know the term yet.
Yeah,
I've,
exactly.
Like, there are several weeaboo farmers in my area that, you know, where we live, rice is a huge crop. Some
yeah.
of them, they will grow rice from the time they're born to the time they pass.
Yes.
They are rice weeaboos.
Rice weeaboos.
It's,
and have
it's their
a,
whole life.
Have a rice waifu. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It is, I mean, it's effectively, it is the only crop they're willing to grow. It's what their family does. It's what their family has done for generations.
Oh,
you've got
gosh.
A whole generation, or several generations in one single family of rice weeaboos.
Rice weeaboos.
Or insert your crop, you know, here.
Yeah.
Just
so
whatever you want to weeb about.
Lately, I've been really into woodworking. I'm back to
mm-hmm.
woodworking again. So I am a wood. I am weebing.
Yes.
Over woodworking. I
yes.
am a woodworking weeaboo.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. Woodworking
wow.
weeaboo. Because, you know, you're just a fan. And
yeah.
I would go, I've been to your house. I've seen your toys.
Yes.
All those, you know, all you've got all these different machines and different tools and things that will cut different pieces of wood into different lengths and different shapes and all this. And I would say, of course you're a weeaboo. Of course
right.
you are a woodworking weeaboo. Why wouldn't you be that? And it's okay to be that.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, again, I think this is a term that should be used for things that we're already doing. Not
yes.
necessarily something that's like, oh, look at that weeb over there, you know?
Yeah. And it's not, you know, even if you're gonna, even if you're gonna isolate it to just a culture, well, it's, if you like Mexican food, you could be a weeboo about Mexico. Like
right.
it doesn't have to be this negative image about just
mm-hmm.
one particular culture. We
yeah.
should all be connected in the weebing.
Yes.
Man.
Just be weeb. And it's like, okay, so we're all weebs.
Yes.
We're all weebing. What, you know, what's your weeb, man?
What's your weeb, man?
What's your
oh
weeb?
My gosh.
Like, that should be, why isn't that a standard greeting? Just,
yes.
you go up to somebody, you know, hey, my name's Chase, what's your weeb?
What's your weeb? Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Like, that would be a perfect way to greet people in our culture. Because then it's, you're immediately saying, you know, this is my name, this is who I am. Hey, buddy, what are you interested in?
Yes, yeah.
That's all you're saying.
That's
what's
all
your
you're
weeb,
saying,
man?
But it's more than that. It's more than just a passion.
Yeah.
That's what your life is.
Yeah.
Your life is your waifu. So if the woodworks that I do are my waifu, then
correct.
That's more than just a passion. That's uh-huh. who I am.
Yes.
Wow.
Body pillow and everything.
Body pillow and everything.
You could be weeb all about chairs if you wanted to be a weeb.
Okay.
Like, let's say you're all about getting the exact angle that you need to sit, just the perfect butt angle in a chair. Just that's going to be the thing you focus on, or just the perfect chair in general. Like a chair, let's say a chair with wheels on it with the ability to just rip cords clean in half. Okay? Just you roll right over it and just whoop, and it's just... It's almost like a samurai cut. It just never... That's a perfect chair. I want to be a weeb about the perfect chair. Martha from accounting has no idea what hit her headphones.
Nah.
Like, 1 second, she's listening to, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan or the New Kids on the Block or something like that.
Yeah.
And the next she knows, all she can hear is the telephones in the background and all that. Like, there's nothing... There's no joy going straight directly into her ears anymore because you're... completely weebed out chair has just laser cut right through those headphones. And it's because it's a benefit of being a weeb about the chair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not your fault that her stuff is in the way of your weeb or whatever, you know?
Right.
So, man, I got to tell you, I think I'm a weeaboo for good fitting pants. Honestly, man, I can get into that.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
If you're gonna wear pants, be a weeb.
Be a weeb. Why not
be a weeb about
weeb?
The clothes you're wearing? You know, there are whole parts of the internet that are just discussing these minute little details in different pairs of pants and whatnot. We got weebs all over the place, and they just don't realize that is who they are. We need to get the word out.
Yes,
about the weeb.
Exactly.
Get the word out about the weeb.
It's time. It's time. It's high time, I might even say.
I think we can learn a lot from the weeaboos. It is not time to get rid of the weeaboos. And I think it starts with the word.
Yeah.
Because you know what's in weeaboo? You can't spell weeaboo without we.
Without we. Yes. Right.
And so what I say is we aboo.
We aboo. Come on.
Aboo.
Come on. That's it. I mean, that's it.
I think we got that one figured out.
I think we got it figured out.
Listen, folks, if someone you know, or maybe you are the perpetrator, you're trying to get rid of or squash the weeaboo culture, let me just tell you something. You're squashing yourself.
That's right.
You're squashing the royal we. I'm talking about all of us.
All of us.
We aboo. Me
Man.
And you. We weeaboo.
We weeaboo. Live.
You know
learn
what I'm saying?
It. Love it. In it, baby.
So, now we've got an ad that we would like to play for you from our good partners in manufacturing that we think is going to deliver a product that you guys are going to love.
Today's world is overwhelmed with injustice. There seems to be no secure place for the average person to take refuge from the storm of thieves looking to take away every ounce of your worth. We all fall asleep every night asking the same question: who will rescue us from these desperate times?
Fear no more. Some Bugman Studios proudly presents our line of office-based fasteners. Looking for a staple that won't easily come apart? How about a thumbtack that doesn't leave you wanting more? Or even a paperclip whose binding knows no bounds? When you need a fastener that's dependable and affordable, look to some Bugman Studios.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Get the supplies now while they last for the office rat or office weeb in your life.
That's right. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're in all of us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you and I are listeners to the show.
Yes. Yep.
We can submit our own question, I suppose.
I make good stuff, all right? I'm a funny guy.
Do you have a good question for us today?
I have a good question. It's come to my attention in recent history that MySpace is still around. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Should we be on MySpace?
Should we get a MySpace?
Because in the day, MySpace was bigger than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had a MySpace account.
Yep.
And so I feel like if we're not in it now, we're still missing out, are we not?
Are we missing a whole market?
Yeah.
Of potential some Bugman Nanners. I mean, are we just, yeah, are we missing these people out there who they have not heard our show?
Right.
And they are wandering in the mist with no direction.
No direction.
Or hope.
Yeah.
About, there is a, yeah, mm-hmm, a cloud of darkness over that which is MySpace, and we could bring the light,
yeah,
through answering these simple questions and some very complex questions every single day.
Every single, mostly.
Yeah. So I don't know, but folks, I guess we pose the question to you somewhat.
Well,
should,
yeah,
we get a MySpace?
Yeah. I think I know the answer. I think I know the, yeah, answer.
Probably yes.
Probably yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably yes.
All right. Well, good question. Good,
yes,
question.
Indeed.
We got more questions. This one comes from Facebook, Mr. Tommy DeRoe.
DeRoe.
I believe that is a Scandinavian name or possibly South African. All right. So, what's in the pie?
What's in the pie, indeed?
Asks Mr. Tommy DeRoe.
Yeah, you know, personally, that's the kind of question that only you can find out for yourself. It's, mm-hmm, one of those things that if you have to ask somebody, you're already overstepping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're already going the wrong direction, feller. So just, yep, in lack of better words, just take it to the face and, yep, and go and move on. Move on with your, yep, life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The best way to taste is with your face.
Is with just your face.
Slam your face right there into the whipped cream, and you'll be just fine.
And if
you will eventually, yeah, get the flavor.
And if you get a little in your hair, so be it. It's fine. It's fine to get pie in your hair. No problem.
Sure. Sure. You know, what's in the pie? Whatever you find.
Whatever you find.
Got another question. Comes from Twitter. It's from Skinny Matt.
Skinny Matt.
Now that I'm working nights, it feels odd to be eating a sandwich at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Do you have recommendations on what food or meals to bring for a nighttime lunch?
You know, for me, it'd be a T-bone steak. I don't eat anything. I don't eat anything after dark if it's not a steak. That's it.
Yep. Hey, listen, a good steak can go a long way. What do you carry that in?
I'm in a Ziploc bag, so what I carry
just Ziploc
it in.
Bag.
Just Ziploc bag. Keeps all the juices in there.
Okay, because see, what I've been doing is just like a couple paper towels. And just like, you know, yeah, like a medium rare and then a couple paper towels. And set that out so I don't forget it, and then taking it to lunch with me at night.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Sometimes it needs the air from the room that you're,
yep,
in to breathe. A good, yep, steak needs to breathe a little while, and, you know, sometimes you can taste that in the Ziploc. So,
okay.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, I think my one recommendation would be just a jar of Goober Grape.
Oh, my gosh.
Just get you a jar of Goober Grape. And a package of bread, and you don't even have to make a sandwich. No knife needed. Just take the bread, dunk it down in the Goober Grape, and scoop you some out, and just eat the bread, yep, with the Goober Grape.
You know, we don't really do testimonies for this show, but I'll give,
mm-hmm,
you one right now. I didn't,
yep,
even know what that was until,
right,
you and I talked about it in an episode of this show.
Right.
I thought,
mm-hmm,
that was a movie, but it's,
yeah,
more than a movie. It's a,
oh,
it comes in a jar, and you put it on bread, or,
yep,
eat it straight out of the jar, and you eat it.
Hey, Gilbert Grape, Goober Grape, I'll take them all.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'll take
whatever.
Them all. Well, I think we figured all those out.
I think we did. Yeah.
Pretty good questions. Thank you guys for bringing those in. If you'd like to throw us a question, you can do so on Facebook or Twitter. You can also put it on our Patreon, or, you know, I guess put a comment up on our website.
Yep.
Or something like that. We love your questions. We love helping. That's what the show is about.
That's what this show's about.
So thank you for letting us help you. If we've done your figuring for you this time or any time, just consider supporting us on Patreon and helping us put this show up a couple times a month. The link is on our show notes on our website, and you can find our website at somebugman.com. You can find the show at somebugman on Twitter. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Bugman underscore Bradley, and I'm still working on posting more. It's not helped much, but I'm still trying. It's still,
yeah.
We're moving in a direction, you know, not very fast, but I'm trying. Okay,
Hey, it's just one more thing that we can learn about the Weeaboos. Those dudes post fast, just faster than anybody I think I've seen.
Yes. So. Yeah. Right. Ah, what an episode. We really helped some people today.